Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Thanks. Appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We've got plenty of great sound bites and video of Karine Jean-Pierre just making it up as she goes. We also have Pete Buttigieg, who was in Austin, I think, because it said the Texas Tribune, and the transportation secretary that knows nothing about transportation, and he took 2 months off during the crisis that we had in the supply chain that the transportation department should probably help out with. He's talking about the migrant situation at the border. You notice they keep saying migrant like that's going to stick. It's not. They're illegal aliens. But he talks about that, and he gets all this righteous indignation. I got that video for you as well. Make sure you stick around for that. If you want to see any of this, stop by joepags.com and click on Watch Now. But, yeah, Karine Jean-Pierre is who we're gonna focus on because she's making it up as she goes. We'll do that. Plus, I had a song sent to me, Carrie. Damn it, I'm going to have to play it, which I
why?
I don't really want to.
Why? What's
but I'm going to have to play it.
Has something to do. I'm glad you're here today. Great you are? Oh, no. No,
what?
You don't have to play it. No, I already know. It's something about how great you are or something.
So don't play
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah.
You tell me not to play it, I won't play it. Tell me not to play it, and I will not play it.
Does it mention me?
Yes.
In a bad way.
I didn't say good or bad. I just said it mentioned you.
You're going to play it anyway. So.
I want you to decide. If you decide for me not to, I will be happy to not play it.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and play it. And play it. Play
wow. It. On a Monday. You just go ahead and play it then. So
yeah.
you went from don't play it to now you want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. See how bad it is.
What kind of a day are you having?
Right now, pretty good up until the show started.
What does that mean?
It depends on
this
what
this is
the
best part of your
about.
Day. You know it. That is Carrie Lockie, by the way. Paul will get it done. Sam in his house. Really? You just wink at the camera, Sam. Is that going to be your new thing?
Oh,
she winked at the camera. Wow. Okay, then. Yeah, I don't think we have time for this song. I'll be honest with you.
Okay, now.
What?
I'm conflicted.
I'm letting you make the decision.
I know, and I said go ahead and play it. But now you don't want
to,
which makes me think that maybe there is something in there about me that's kind of good, and you don't want to hear it.
Well, I've already heard it.
Uh-huh. I know, but you might as well play it.
Yeah, and he thought it was funny. He sent it right before the show started. I'm like, come on.
Is it Mark who sent this song?
It may or may not be Mark who sent it to me. Your
Those
name may or may
dicey.
Not be in the title of the
Those
song.
Those are always dicey.
Well, your favorite song was done by Mark, let's be honest.
I know, but there have been some other ones that haven't been that great.
I mean, there was one song that was all about you farting or something, which I agree was not the greatest.
That's absolutely horrible. Yes, yes.
Because we know you've got an issue, and why make fun of somebody when they have an issue?
I have no issue. I have no issue.
If you had no issue, you would not be so upset by it. You're like, man, how'd they find out?
Stop it.
All right, so I'm thinking, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, you've got a very, very busy show.
Oh,
very busy
it.
Show. Let me talk about executive producer. Sam, do I have time to play this song or not? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's a tough one. If you have some time in the third hour, maybe.
No, if I'm going to play, I'm going to get this out of the way, just be done with it. I'll be honest with you.
I can move some stuff around. We have
okay. We'll move some stuff around, Carrie.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you the title of the song, because that'll give it away. To be honest,
okay.
For some reason, I've awakened the sleeping lion or giant or whatever, and got this today right before the show. He thinks he's funny for Mark Skelton. Oh boy.
Now Joe got email.
Here we go.
Said we really love your show.
Right.
Please say hi to Carrie.
Damn it, Joe.
Oh, come on, Joe.
No way.
What a jerk.
It wouldn't hurt to be nice.
Me.
Yeah. To the girl we know.
Come on.
Joe, why are you so mean?
He's impersonating you now.
She really makes the show.
She does not.
I like this song. You know, she's been through a lot.
Oh, forget it.
We've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm. All the years with you.
Oh, tell me about it.
Joe, we're both kind of not me.
Oh, man.
Like the songs we do.
Marky Mark.
Let's make today special.
Oh, no.
Like a brand new dawn. Joe, you got to know the truth. She's the reason that you're on.
Not
Let's
true.
Be nice to Carrie Day.
No. What?
Come on, Joe, now what you say.
That's going to catch him.
I think you've known right from the start. Without Carrie, you would fall apart.
You could have rhymed something else there.
You could make it like a holiday.
Yeah.
She's going to take off anyway.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I better watch now what I say. It's say hi to Carrie Day.
Stupid
Good song.
She'll be cool now what you say.
I'd fall without you.
Flat on your ass.
What?
Say hi to Carrie Day.
Hi.
Say hi to Carrie Day.
Hi, yo.
Come on, Joe.
Okay, I don't know.
Say hi to Carrie for us. They really like you, Carrie.
More than you.
Stupid song. Just a dumb song.
Oh, wow. That's pretty
awesome. The freaking
awesome.
Song is called Say
Thank
Hi to
you,
Carrie
Mark.
Day. Come on. Oh, don't be faking, Mark.
I'm gonna say thank you to Mark on this one.
He did
pretty good.
Mark, I'm not so sure. I'll be honest with you, buddy. I don't know if you brought it that time. Say hi to Carrie Day. So I am never reading email that's positive to you again because Mark's writing songs off the emails now.
That's awesome.
For God's sakes. For those who don't know, that's Mark Skelton. He's been a friend of the show, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years now. He originally sent me a song, The Joe Pag Show, which I thought was so good. Then he did a bunch since then. We worked together on a lot of stuff, too. I don't know why. I mean, kiss up a little bit, but my God.
Maybe, I don't know, a few people like me on the radio. Just a few.
I like you. The
Just
problem isn't that. The problem is that you don't like me. You're being a jerk
That's
always
not true.
For 15 straight years.
That's not true. It's just part of our little banter.
She's been through a lot working with you all these years. Wait, what is that line?
So
what is that?
Because that's the truth. We all know that. Yeah.
Hey, you stop smiling now. I don't need to smiley carry the whole freaking show.
So
now.
Is it going to be like we're going to play this once an hour?
Never play
like
it again. That's it. No, that's it. It's gone.
Okay.
Gone. Sam, file that.
Filed. We
Thank
have no
you.
More time for it at all.
So we've used up all the extra time of the show today. But say hi to Carrie Day. Couldn't just be say hi to Carrie. Say hi to Carrie. Make a whole day out of it.
I like that. I think that's really nice.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
And an email Carrie. From a good, really nice fan and listener, Kelly, said that should be the show's theme song. I agree, Kelly. Thank you.
Who is this Kelly that writes you immediately as the song's playing?
What
is your mom's first name?
All the time. It's not Kelly. It's not
it might
Kelly.
Be.
It isn't. No.
All right. We'll see. Don't have any more time for that today. But there you go. We thought we'd bring you a little fun, a little something, something. Huh. You originally said don't play it. I should have listened to you. Next time I'll listen to you.
I know. Okay. I'm glad you didn't this time. I appreciate it.
All right. So I've got to bring this soundbite was so egregious to me that I have to bring Pete Buttigieg first in the videos I'm going to make fun of today. Because here's a guy that has learned this speech pattern. And I don't know how he learned it. I think he probably perfected it while watching Obama. Although I have seen old video of him when he was like a teenager or something. He's very slow and deliberative all the time. Or deliberate all the time. And I guess that's just kind of how he speaks. But now he's added this extra pause. And if you're watching this, you'll see what I'm talking about. And again, just go to joepags.com, click on watch now. You'll see Pete Buttigieg being questioned by somebody at the Texas Tribune, which is a very far left rag. It's a newspaper. It's very far left. It never has been anything but far left as long as I've been reading it. In fact, the things that they write could not be more negative on the right and more positive for the left. So they're hosting Pete Buttigieg and asking him about the situation at the border. Now, you and I both know, all of us know, all millions of us know, that the border situation is that Biden came in, undid what Trump did right, and then opened the border. Now you've got a bunch of illegal aliens coming into the country who shouldn't be coming in. The left is calling them migrants, undocumented migrants, migrating migrants, families of migrants, when we don't really know who it is that's coming in. And we've got 2 million in just a year. And it's crazy. The fentanyl coming across, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, it's all horrible. And Pete Buttigieg has asked about this. And he's asked about not how do you fix the border. Oh, no. That would be too simple. When Buttigieg is questioned on this, he's asked about those governors that are sending people to different sanctuary cities and states. Because, of course, that's the biggest deal, right? That's the biggest issue. Here he is answering about that. And listen to how deliberate he is and how he says it. And he pauses for an applause line. And he leans a certain way. And he freezes himself for a moment while they're clapping.
Obviously, there are issues with the border and with migration. But these are the kinds of stunts you see from people who don't have a solution. Like, where have these leaked? Governor DeSantis was in Congress. Where was he when they were debating immigration reform? What have any of these people done to be part of the solution? So, you know, I get if you're after attention. It's one thing to call attention to a problem. When you have a course of action, as some of the folks here speaking up about an issue, exercising their First Amendment rights have done. Or in elected office. It's another to just call attention to a problem because the problem is actually more useful to you than the solution, and that helps you call attention to yourself. And that's what's going on. And the problem, of course, it's one thing if that was just people being obnoxious, but human beings are being impacted by that. You flee a communist regime in Venezuela, you come here, and then somebody tricks you. Somebody using Florida taxpayer money for some reason tricks you into going from Texas to Massachusetts. It's not just ineffectual. It is hurting people in order to get attention.
Now, Pete Buttigieg is not saying this because he believes any of it. Keep in mind, he's not saying it because he really believes what he's saying. He's saying it because he knows the people in the audience are on his side. He's saying it because he knows that it's going to make hay and give him an applause line. He knows it so that he can absolutely sit there and freeze like a robot and listen to the applause and be very slow and deliberate in what he's saying, as if he's thinking of it as he's saying it, when in reality, he's acting it, and this was all planned. You have to understand, he doesn't believe anything that he just said. And I'm going to break it down as we go, because I think it's necessary to do so. Let's play it again.
Obviously, there are issues with the border and with migration. But these are the kinds of stunts you see from people who don't have a solution.
There's going to get an applause line here. These are things that you see from people who don't have a solution. We had a solution at the border. It was closed. Title 42 kept them from coming in because of the pandemic. Stay in Mexico was something that Trump forced Mexico to do, and they were doing it. Building the wall was working. Where there's a wall, it's 85 to 90% more effective in keeping people out than it was before. So he's already lying, but he says it for applause. Now he's just going to sit there and not move as they clap for him.
Like, where have these leaked? Governor DeSantis was in Congress. Where was he when they were debating immigration reform?
Why are you debating immigration reform? Why is anybody talking about immigration reform? We allow 1 million to come in legally who do it the right way every year. 1 million. There are laws in the books that Pete Buttigieg and this administration don't want to be enforced. All you have to do is tell the Department of Justice, enforce the laws. You don't need to reform immigration. There are laws in the books. He's pretending like DeSantis, as a member of the House or a member of Congress, somehow didn't take an opportunity to make immigration laws, as if there aren't any. There are. There are plenty. They're just purposely not enforcing them.
What have any of these people done to be part of the solution?
Built the wall. Title 42, stay in Mexico, take away the magnets.
So, you know, I get if you're after attention. It's one thing to call attention to a problem. When you have a course of action, as some of the folks here speaking up about an issue, exercising their First Amendment rights have done.
When you have a course of action like build the wall, Title 42, stay in Mexico. Listen, if you're a conservative or you believe that we should have a sovereign nation with a border, you have to say those three things over and over again. Title 42, stay in Mexico, build the wall.
Or in elected office. It's another to just call attention to a problem because the problem is actually more useful to you than the solution, and that helps you call attention to yourself. And
again, the actor that he is, he pauses to let them clap for him. He pauses to let them show him the love he seeks. He pauses to say, I just said something that you should applaud for, and then people start applauding. And again, the broken border is somehow more important to you than the solution. There was a solution 2 years ago before you came into office and started telling us to buy a $70,000 vehicle.
That's what's going on. And the problem, of course, it's one thing if that was just people being obnoxious, but human beings are being impacted by that.
Yes, human beings are being impacted by that all along the border. Del Rio, McAllen, Eagle Pass, Laredo. I mean, what are we talking about here? People are being impacted. Americans are being impacted. But guess what? He's more interested in the impact on Venezuelans.
The communist regime in Venezuela, you come here, and then somebody tricks you. Somebody using Florida taxpayer money for some reason tricks you into going from Texas to Massachusetts.
As we're using federal taxpayer money that they take from us to give these people free phones, free food, free money on a card, and a free trip to anywhere they want to go. But for some reason, using Florida taxpayer money to fly people to Martha's Vineyard, that was evil.
It's not just ineffectual. It is hurting people in order to get attention.
Yeah, just a sick guy, a guy who's gotten attention his entire life. Anybody who wants to see, anybody who's got a camera or a microphone, anybody who wants to put a magazine cover on, he'll make out with his husband because he's gay. We all have to know that Pete Buttigieg is gay. You have to not only know that he's gay, you have to be tolerant of it and accept it and love that he's gay. I mean, this is a guy who has been an attention hog for his entire life. And the things that he said are easily dismissed. I saw some people on Twitter today saying, you know, DeSantis would never debate Pete Buttigieg. I will debate Pete Buttigieg in my boxer shorts and my stained tank top on a Saturday. Is that a good visual?
No, it is not.
But I would, and I would beat him. And I would beat him easily. I would be half asleep and take some NyQuil. And I will still make this guy look silly. Because what he just said is simply untrue. And the problem is the Texas Tribune, which is a rag, simply wouldn't call him out on it. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Your thoughts on this when we come back. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What? What's that?
No, it's
about Carrie today.
Today.
Oh, wow. Wow. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Got to tell you about Gold Co. Gold Co. is a great company that knows that the dollar is losing its value. The Fed printed nearly $9 trillion in the last year. It's a fact the dollar is not worth what it used to be. That's why I recommend you diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver. The only company I trust is Gold Co. They're in a gold star in my book. Thousands of Americans agree Gold Co. has placed over $1 billion in precious metals. So I'm here to ask you, can you continue to afford rising prices and the decline of the dollar? I urge you not to miss out. This could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation. I want you to go right now to the website they made for you because you listen to or watch my show, goldco.com/PAGS, goldco.com/PAGS. When you do, you're not only going to get a chance to protect your retirement savings with gold and silver. As one of my listeners, you could get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. Don't miss out. Get on this right now, goldco.com/PAGS. Again, Gold Co. Why wouldn't you want to diversify when you know paper money is not worth what it used to be? Goldco.com/PAGS. Make that happen and make it happen right now. Okay, your thoughts about Pete Buttigieg sitting down with the Texas Tribune, a very, very friendly paper to him, answering as if DeSantis did what he didn't do, answering as if there isn't a solution when there is one, answering as if Biden is doing nothing different than Trump when he's just a big, fat, lying liar. And when that fails, you have to turn to the go-to. And the go-to is, look at these poor people's lives that you're playing games with from Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua. Come on, man. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.